The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev. We are up to Simin Ayin Aleph, Seder HaLaila. Halacha Aleph. Achat Tfilas Arvis, Sarach Likboa Eis LaTorah. After finishing Mariv, one must establish a time for learning. Likayim, to fulfill the mitzvah of Vihagisa Bo Yomam Valaila, that you should be engaged in Torah study both day and night. So why is it necessary to study Torah immediately? If the night is long, you could do it at any point during the night. So he explains, V'yesh lochush b'layla, we're concerned if at night, im yochol t'chila, if he sits down to a meal, shetachtifenu shena, then maybe sleep will overcome him, mitoch shehu yogea, because he is exhausted, v'ateva mivakesh hamanucha, and it is the nature of a person that he's always seeking rest. Benimtza misbatel mitorah, and it will come out that he is going to be mevatel Torah that night. Al kein yesh lizoher, therefore one should be careful. Sheyikba lo eis lomod kodem hoachila, that he should establish for himself a time for learning before eating. Ach imhu ra'ev, but let's say he's really hungry. Vilibo chalosh, and his heart feels weak. Feels a little faint. Shelo achol bayom lesova, because he did not eat sufficiently during the day. Yitam ma'at, he should taste a little bit. Kidei liyashev dato, in order to refresh him. V'achakach yilmod k'tzas, and afterwards he should learn a little bit. V'achakach yochal sudaso de tzarko, and afterwards he could go back and eat a full meal, v'yachzer l'lumot Torah, and then go back to his Torah studies. Ish ish kefi hasagoso, every person according to his capabilities. Amru rabbeinu zichronam levracha, the sages told us, lo ibra laila ela legirsa, that the nights were only created for the purpose of Torah study. Fahainil, and this is referring to Belele Choref, the winter nights. In other words, the winter nights are very long. So what are you going to do with the whole night? You're going to just be lazing around? So what else would a from Jew do? Of course, he would spend his time learning. And that's what he's meant to do. Umiko makam gam belele saksarim. But in any case, even during the short nights, meaning in the winter time, Sarach lilmod ma'at b'kol laila, he needs to learn at least a little bit every night, l'kayim, in order to fulfill the pasuk that says, v'higisa bo yomam v'laila, that you should engage in Torah study both day and night. Umin tesvav ba'av ve'elach, starting from the 15th day of the month of Av and onward, Yosef ma'at ma'at, he should begin to add a little bit onto his nighttime seder gradually, because that is the time of year when the nights begin to get longer and longer. The Amar Reish Lakish, and the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish, Koha Osek by Torah Balayla, anyone who is engaged in Torah study at night, Chut Shel Chesed Nimshach Olav Bayom, during the daytime, he will have a thread of grace will extend over him. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Yomom Yitzaveh Hashem Chasto, Ubalayla Shiro Imi. During the day, Hashem will command his grace, and at night, his song is with me. Matam Yomom Yitzaveh Hashem Chasto. Why is it that it says Hashem will command his chesed, his grace. Mishum ubalayla shiro imi. It's because of the fact that at night his song is with me, meaning at night he is studying my Torah. V'ikad army, and there are those that say, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Kol osik b'Torah ba'olam hazem. Anyone who's engaged in Torah study in this world, shehu doma lalayla, which is comparable to night. This world is so often seems dark and gloomy and negative and full of sadness. So if with all that a person still engages in Torah study, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chutzo Chesed Ba'olam Haba. So Hashem will extend upon him this Chut of Chesed in the next world, Shehu Yom, which will be apparent that it is daytime. It will be a time of happiness, a time of illumination. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chasdo, Ubalayla Shiro Imi, that in the day Hashem will command his Chesed, and at night, meaning Olam Hazeh, his song is with me, it's because he's engaging in Torah study. So the two approaches in the Gemara are either the Chut Shel Chesed will be upon a person in the daytime in this world, or that in the next world he will enjoy that Chut Shel Chesed upon him. Umikol Shchein, and all the more so, Mi Sheyesh Lo Chok Kavua Lomod B'Kol Yom, someone who has an established amount that they are required to learn every day. They accepted upon themselves how much Torah study they're going to accomplish each day. For example, they say Daf Yomi, and they commit themselves to be doing a Daf a day. V'nisbatu bayom, and something came up, and he wasn't able to do it during the daytime. Shehut sarech lahashlem chuko balayla. Here there's no question that he would have to complete it at night. That's part of his obligation. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that if someone accepts upon themselves to learn a certain amount each day, so then it has the status of being a neder, it's like a vow, in which case it's really incumbent upon him that he must finish it, and in the event that he fails to do so, there's no question that he would have to complete it during the night time. Now, in Yerodea, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that anyone who wants to merit the crown of Torah, the only way to do so is that he should be very careful that he should never miss a night of Torah study. Not even once should he ever just be engaging in other things, but every night he has to be certain to have a Seder of learning. According to the Zohar and according to the Mikubalim, they say that the primary time to study Torah at night is really from Chatzos HaLaila, it's from Halachic midnight and onward. In fact, there are a lot of great people who used to sleep for a few hours at the beginning of the night, then they would wake up at Chatzos, and then they would spend the rest of the night engaged in Torah study. Today, there are not that many people who do this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Kol bayis she'ein divrei Torah nishvoin bar balayla. Any home in which there's no words of Torah being heard at night, eish ochlaso, will be consumed by fire. Based on this, they draw the conclusion that even if someone has a nightly seder in the Beis Medrash, he should make sure that even in his home there's also heard some sounds of Torah study. The other thing the post can point out is there has to be that the sounds of learning must be heard, which means it's very important that when we learn, we should be learning out loud. Now the truth is, this is true even during the daytime. The proper way to learn Torah is to make sure that it's said, the words are said out loud, not just to read silently. In the Piskei Tshuvas, he brings down that it is ideal that in one's home there should be a mini Beis Medrash, which means either to have a room that is designated for Torah study, or at least a corner of a room, or at least a place where he, you know, a shtender, a place where he usually engages in learning And it could be that this would actually have the status of a Beis Medrash in Halacha. It's interesting, he brings down that it's ideal for the room to have windows so that he could periodically look out, and it helps broaden his horizon. Now, in the Bar Hetiv, he brings down, based on Kabbalah, that it is improper to learn Mikra, to learn Tanakh, at night. In other words, the nighttime is supposed to be set aside for Torah Shabbat Peh, Mishnah, Gemara, etc. Now, the Shaar HaTzion quotes the Prima Gadim that says that really it is mutter to learn Tanakh at nighttime, but it is more ideal to learn Tanakh in the daytime. In other words, the basis for this is that the Medrash says that Hashem learned with Moshe Mikra during the daytime, and he learned Mishnah, he learned Torah Shabbat Peh at night. And based on that, it is the proper structure for us as well. But there is no question that if there is a choice between learning Mikra at night or wasting your time, there's no doubt that you're better off learning Tanakh. So if for some reason it's better for someone's learning to learn Tanakh at nighttime, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it is the proper thing to do. Now there are poskim who are much more machmir about this halacha, and they say that really you should not learn Mikra at night, and they're very strict about it. Apparently the Arizal warned his Talmidim about not learning Mikra at night, but it's obvious that for Balabatim, who have no time to learn, and they would only engage in learning Tanakh, then they should be learning Mikra at night if there's no alternative. Now the post can bring down that even those who are strict to not learn Tanakh at night, that's talking about learning it, but if they're saying it, there wouldn't be a problem doing so. So for example, to read Tehillim at night for the sake of a chola, someone who's sick, that you wanted to have a refuah shleima, or for any other person, any other purpose why someone would be reading Tehillim, there's no problem doing that. In fact, there are skulos of reading the first four prakim of Tehillim before going to sleep. Not to mention the psukim of V'yitin Lecha on Motzei Shabbos, and many other psukim. In the Piskei Tshuvos, he also brings down that it would be permissible for a Baal Korah to prepare his upcoming Torah reading at night, as well as for a sofer, for a scribe, to prepare his Torah Shebiktav that he's going to write. As he says it with his mouth right before he writes it. And there's no problem with doing that even at night. Other posts can bring down that if you're going to learn Psukim from Tanakh together with Rashi or other Mefarshim, then it would have the status of Torah Shabbat Peh, in which case it would be totally mutter. Moreover, the Chidar brings down that the Arizal was strict about not learning Mikra at night, he was talking about weeknights, but on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, it would be mutter. In fact, many poskim add the same would be true about Chol HaMoed, and some say even on Thursday night already has a little bit of the kedusha of Shabbos, and the same thing would be true of Motzei Shabbos, at least up until Malav Malka. So basically, there are many heterim to learn Tanakh at night. Those who are strict should be sure to replace their learning Tanakh with Torah Shabbat Peh. Those who are not going to learn Torah Shabbat Peh or not learning properly, then they're much better off learning Tanakh at night than wasting their time. Halacha Beis. Ra'uy la'adam beinani habari. It is proper for a healthy person l'mayet b'su'udas halayla to minimize how much he eats at night. Utehe kala misudas hayom, and it should be smaller in quantity than the amount he eats during the daytime. V'yarviach b'zeh arba dvarim, and through this he will benefit in four ways. Now, many societies in the world today, people's main meal of the day is at lunch. In other societies, people's main meal of the day is supper. The Kitzer is advocating that the primary meal should be in middle of the daytime and not at night. And there are four benefits to this. Aleph, Yishmar Briuso. It will protect his health. He says it is unhealthy to eat much before going to sleep. I believe that modern nutrition agrees with this today. Beis, the second reason is Yehei Nishmar Midavar Ra, he should be protected from something bad. Shelo Yavai Lidei Mikrei Laila, so he should not come to have a nocturnal seminal emission. Shebo Machmas Achila Gasa Udvarim HaMechamim, because it comes from eating excessively and from eating warm things. Gimel, a third reason why he shouldn't eat much at night. Sheyil Chalamosav Nochim Umiyushavim, so his dreams will be peaceful, restful. Kimirov Achila Ushtia Harbe, because from eating an abundance of food and drink, Pa'amim Ba'im Chalamos Kashim Vizarim, sometimes it happens that a person has very difficult and very strange dreams. And finally, Dalid, Shelo Tichbad Shinoso Alav, so that his sleep should not be too heavy upon him. V'yikatz Bizman Haroi, and he'll go to sleep in the right time. In other words, often what happens is, when people eat a lot, they feel very exhausted, and then they have to go to sleep earlier than they otherwise would. V'day La'odam Habari Lishon Sheish Sha'oz, and is sufficient for a healthy person to sleep 6 hours. Now in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down, in the name of the Magen Avraham, that there really isn't any prescribed amount of sleep for a person, and the number of hours of sleep that a person gets will depend on his health. Of course, a person should not be sleeping more than necessary. The Mishnah tells us that for tzaddikim, sleep is bad for them. Now, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, in the 4th chapter, he says that it is proper for a person to get 8 hours of sleep a night. This is also brought down by Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, that a person should get 8 hours a night. That is a typical amount for an average person. But then he continues and says that if someone's healthy, then it's sufficient for him to get 6 hours, and that would be enough. And he says if in his youth he trains himself to get less sleep, he'll be able to maintain that. There's a letter from the Stipler in which he writes that today, in general, people need to get 7 hours of sleep. He says because less than that, it will be very difficult for them to be focused on their Torah studies. Still, he says there are those that can do with 6 hours, but in general, people should require 7 hours of sleep. Now, this that we find that there were great people who only slept 4 hours a night or less on a regular basis, this was not typical. I mean, it's well known that they say over in the name of the Vilna Gaon that he slept very few hours each night. The bottom line is, everyone has to find the right amount of sleep which is appropriate for them. It is very fair to say in this matter that whether it's more or less, whatever you do, the amount of sleep that you get should be done l'shem shemayim, so that you can learn better, that you can do your avodas Hashem better, that you can be focused on whatever mitzvahs you're trying to do over the course of the day. The Kitzer goes on and says, V'yizahar, a person should be careful, shelo lishon becheder yechidi, that he should not sleep in a room by himself. The Mishnah Berurah explains that there's a danger in sleeping in the room by yourself because we're afraid that Lilith would overcome him. Lilith is a female shade, and she attacks people who are sleeping in the room by themselves. The source of this halacha can be found in Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph from Abayz. And there it says, not one who sleeps in a room by himself, but rather one who sleeps in a home by himself. Many posts can bring down that specifically talking about at nighttime, which means that in the daytime, it would be permissible to sleep in a room by oneself. However, the truth is, in the Zohar, it's clear that even in the daytime, it would be also for one to sleep in a room by themselves. So in conclusion, it would be a machlokas haposkim whether the same thing would apply in the daytime, because many poskim do follow the approach of the Zohar. Now, it is noteworthy that in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, there is no mention of this halacha. Does this mean that they paskin that this is not the halacha? Whatever the case is, the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down. However, there remains a question whether it is true of a room or it is true of a house, which means if there are other people in the house, but there's no one in the particular room in which he is sleeping, is that permissible? The Mishnah Berurah recommends that in such a case, a person should leave the door a little bit open, but he says that people are not strict for this. In the Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov, he brings down that even if the door is closed, as long as it is not locked, it would be fine for one to sleep in a room by himself. Now, in the Sefer Esho Avram, he has a suffix. He is wondering whether or not the same principle applies to women. In other words, maybe only about men does it say that they're not allowed to sleep by themselves, but for a woman, it would be permissible. There are some poskim who do say this, lahalacha, that for a woman there would be no problem of her sleeping by herself. But the Kafachayim paskins differently. He says there's no distinction here between men and women, and neither of them would be allowed to sleep by themselves. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that if someone would be sleeping in the room by himself, but there's someone else in the house, and he wants to leave the door open, he still should not do so if it would qualify as a violation of yichud, of being secluded, a man with a woman, or a man with a couple of women. He says, in this case, you better make sure to close the door, perhaps even lock the door, and he should not be concerned about any other mystical issues, because the halachic concern of yichud would take precedence. Now the Kafachayim and the Marsham bring down that there's no problem for one to sleep by himself if there is light in the house, whether it's coming from a ner, from a candle, or it's coming from the moon, and we would have to add, or if it's coming from an electric light. So for example, if there's a nightlight there, seemingly there would be no concern of a person sleeping by themselves. The Esho Avram goes a step further. He says you never have to be concerned if there's a mezuzah there. Now, the Kafachayim says you should not rely on this position, but certainly it helps contribute to an overall lenient stance, especially if there are other factors to take into account to be lenient to allow someone to sleep by themselves. In the Tshuvas Binyan Olam, he brings down that it's not just true inside a house that a person cannot sleep by themselves, but also if they're outside, someone goes out camping, it would also be forbidden for them to sleep by themselves. One common question that comes up is whether a person is allowed to sleep by himself inside a sukkah. They bring down, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that in a sukkah, there would never be a concern, and one would be allowed to sleep by themselves. However, there are others who argue and say that even in the sukkah, one should not do so. And finally, one last heter that we have. And this also comes from the Tshuvas Binyan Olam. And he says that on Shabbos, there is no concern, Shabbos itself would protect a person, and this is only a problem on weekdays. Now the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch finishes up this halacha, and he says, "V'lo yishan b'makom cham biyoter, v'lo b'makom kar biyoter." A person should not go to sleep in a place which is particularly warm, nor in a place that's particularly cold. He does not offer any explanation for this. He doesn't say whether this is for health reasons or for mystical reasons, but sounds like very good advice in any case. Now, regarding the issue that the Kitzer brings down, that one should not eat too much at night, there's a very interesting account that is said over in the Sefer Simchas HaRegel by the Chidah. He speaks about an allegedly holy, mystical individual who was giving people all sorts of strange instructions. And they went to the local Rabbanim to find out, is he legitimate or is he a fraud? So the Rabbanim told them to observe to see how he eats. And they said to the Rabbanim, we know how he eats. He eats an excessive amount. He eats a lot. So the Rabbanim said, if that's the case, then you know for sure he's a fraud. Because there's no way for a person who's really a holy individual to be eating excessively more than average. If someone wants to be holy, if they want to be lofty, then it can't be that they're eating excessively. Halacha Gimel. Ra'oi l'kol yirei shemayim. It is proper for anyone who fears Hashem, shekodem halichoso lishon, that before he goes to sleep, yefashvesh b'ma'asav, he should be introspective about his actions, she'asa kol hayom, that he did over the course of the day. V'im yimsa she'asa avera, and should he find that he sinned, yischaret v'yisvadeh, he should have remorse, and he should say vidui on it, v'yekabo al'atzmo b'leiv sholem, and he should accept upon himself with a full heart, shelo la'asosa od, not to do it again. Uvprat ba'averos hamitsuyos, and this is especially true with common sins, kigon chanifos, for example, flattery, shekarim, lying, leitzanus, mockery, ulashon hara, and speaking lashon hara, tzrich and bidika biyoser, all of these things need particular introspection to see whether one violated them over the course of the day because they are so common. Gam yitein ha'adam elibo, a person should also be focused in his heart, limcho l'ko adam, that he should forgive everyone, shechata kinegdai, who wronged him, shelo ye'onesh shum adam machmaso, that no one should be punished as a result of him. The Isa b'Gemara, because the Gemara teaches us, kol mi shechavero nenash al yado, anyone whose friend gets punished through him, ein machnisinoso b'mechitzaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't bring him into the chambers of Hashem. Omar gimel pa'amim, and he should say three times, sharei l'kol man ditzaron, that I forgive anyone who caused me pain. V'achakach yomar, and afterwards he should say, ribono sholem hareini mocho, and afterwards he says that, Master of Universe, I forgive all of those, and that's the common prayer which can be found near Hamapel in your Siddur. Now, just saying these words doesn't really do it. The Poskim say that it is proper for one to be sure that they really forgive someone in their heart rather than just to go through the lip service of saying that they forgive them. This is often very difficult to do in a situation that you really begrudge someone for what they did to you. In the Tshuva from Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul, he writes that if you really are upset with someone and you really do not want to be mocha them, you should not say this nusach, because it will be lying. It won't be meaningful.